Every culture has its own distinctive rhythms, and they're inside us, whether we know it or not. Yet there are many who say they just don't have rhythm. Somehow, a fundamental connection has been lost. Deborah Masterson has studied rhythms all around the world, and she says immersion in the rhythms all around us, learning to create rhythms and move in concert with them, can both help us and heal us. And she's on the phone with us from Hawaii Island. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Chris.
You know, you often hear of the so-called harmony of the spheres, but you don't hear as much about the rhythm, and yet it's just as much a part of the way the universe is put together, don't you think?
Well, rhythm is the absolute core of how everything is put together, in my opinion. It underlies not only music, but nature and life and your relationship to others. It's absolutely essential.
So how did we get away from it? You know, I too have run into this thing of people who say, I don't have rhythm. And it's like, how could you not, right?
How could you not? Your heart is beating. When you walk, you take one step and then another step. Everything, your nervous system, the sun rising and setting, the seasons and the year, absolutely everything is rhythm. And I don't want to blame media, but
why not?
You know, everybody's glued to their phone in a passive way, you know, and you see people sitting on Facebook watching, you know, Africans, Indonesians, you know, Latvians doing these incredible rhythm things.
Yeah.
But, you know, what we need is to get out there and feel it, not think it, not monkey mind it, but feel it in our bodies.
One of the things I think that people run into with any kind of music making is the notion that you have to be good at it, whatever that means, right?
And we are good at it. What my classes do is give everybody at every level a way to experience and explore where they are, and to at the same time draw on the power of the collective to help them in their journey.
The power of the collective meaning having other people around them that are knocking out the rhythm?
It's a circle. It's a circle of people. It's a collective of people that just want to, instead of think it, they want to feel it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned looking at, you know, videos from around the world, and when you see a tribal culture making rhythm and making dance, it's not something in which everyone participates, right?
Well, it is. I mean, if you think about it, it's often so simple. When you see those videos of the, you know, the African villages, the little kids, they're beating on sticks, they're stepping, they're being rocked on the back of their mothers. That's how these cultures keep this power, this magic, this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But when we, you know, when we all retreat to our little bedrooms with our phones in our hands, we lose that. And this is a way to get back.
Well, how does that play out in the course of one of your workshops? What's the?
Well, like I said, it's a circle of people, and we begin with very, very simple syllables as a guide. The syllables have no meaning; they're just a guide for moving into rhythm, and then we translate those syllables to a step, very simple step, often just like walking. And then we begin to add complexity. We might add claps, we might add a little rattle in one hand, and we weave it all together to create a polyrhythm, which is actually quite complex.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do it very slowly and very gently, and, excuse me, people are invited to take the pieces that they feel comfortable with, that resonate within them.
Mm-hmm.
And in the collective, we have the rhythm. It's in the room. Even if everyone lies down on the floor, which they are invited to do, it continues. You still hear it. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a way for people to participate at the, you know, quote-unquote level they are capable of, and to make music together.
Well, Deborah, with a polyrhythm, you know, when you're playing in a musical ensemble and you're playing polyrhythms, it might be your assignment to go 1-2-3, 1-2-3 when everyone else is going 1-2-3-4, and
yes.
and your beats only intersect every yep. every 12 times, and
right.
so you have to be confident about keeping that going, not being confused by what you hear around you, right?
Well, actually, my workshops are all about being confused.
All right.
Because we're not there to learn 3 and 4. We are there to look at the way each of us as an individual learns, and to, in a safe space, to be held by that rhythm and to listen, which is a lost art, to feel it in whatever way we can, and to contribute, but most importantly, just to listen to each other. And it always comes together. It's miraculous. It's just, I love it.
Once you find yourself able to lock in rhythmically in an mm-hmm. ensemble or in a dance situation, you kind of there's kind of a growth of confidence that it's working, right?
Exactly. What happens is, I'll tell you what happens in my circles, is the minute somebody locks in, I can see in their face, they go to this place where they say in their head, they go straight up to their brain and they say, "Ooh, I've got it," and immediately they don't. So what this is about is that repeated experience of chaos and order, and chaos and order, and chaos and order. And each time you fall into chaos and you stop, you breathe, you feel the people around you, and you reemerge at a higher level of order. And that's how this builds, is step by step.
So what you're saying, when you say when you start thinking about it, you lose it?
Absolutely. This is for sure. Unless you are, you know, the master percussionist of the world. And even if you are, I recall my teacher, I once asked my teacher in this process, you know, how do you lead this? Because it's so complicated and you have so many pieces, and how do you not fall out? And he says, "I fall out every second and I fall back in. I just do it faster than you do."
Hmm.
And that's what makes this process so dynamic, is because you are constantly out in, out in, out in. And the more you do it, as he said, the slower you go, the faster you go.
It sounds like a lot to take in, but the way to really learn is just to be there with other people, is what it sounds like, Deborah.
It's exactly. It's just being present, just paying attention to what is now, and what invariably flummoxes people is when they start to think, "Oh, she's doing it better than I am," or "I'm doing it better than he is," or "Oh, now I've got it," or, you know, "Oh, I finally figured it out." And that is always the moment where you see their face just go, "Oh, whoops," and then the smile comes and they're back.
Well, we're back now, Deborah. Thanks very much for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and I just want to say I am a member of HPR since 1984, and I encourage everyone, please support this wonderful station.
Well said, Deborah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Deborah Masterson will conduct a rhythm full circle workshop the second Friday of each month at the Kalani Honua Retreat in Pahoa on Hawaii Island. And you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.